Do you have your funky pants on, PJ?
I believe my funky pants are well and truly
Ooh,
on.
Ooh, disco. Yeah. The Freak from Chic to start us off here at Classic Kids. Do you have special spangly shorts that you wear on summertime occasions?
As if this groovy cat would turn up on a Wednesday without being
without
dressed
his disco pants.
To the disco excess. Yeah, groovy.
Morning, folks. Yeah, the Freak from Chic to start us off this Wednesday morning. Happy hump day to you, Wednesday, 3rd of March. What sort of state is your head in this morning?
Wednesday is one of those. It's
I like Wednesdays for some reason. I'm okay with Wednesdays. Obviously don't like Tuesdays. It's Thursdays are sort of...
Get your boxer shorts on backwards kind of a day, isn't it? I think so.
I don't know. Wednesday feels like it feels like a landmark. You know what I mean? In a week.
Yeah,
you've gotten
it does.
Somewhere. It's the point where you stop for a moment and take a breather and go, right, whew. Second half of this week to go.
Well, do you know what it is? On Wednesday mornings, I think, jeez. And Wednesday evenings, I'm like, that's the guts of that over now.
Yeah.
You know,
That's me done.
That's me done now. You won't get a lick of work out of me now till Monday morning.
That's the way to have it.
Yeah, I think so.
Take Back the City, Snow Patrol, here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Wednesday morning, thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Wednesday, 3rd of March, as we take on the celebrity birthdays. A little selection for the great PJ Gallagher to give his view on how old these celebrities are on this, their birthday. 5 in total for you today. It's a sort of a weird mix.
Always a jam.
Bit of nostalgia for you at the end.
I like that now. I always like a bit of that.
Bit of football in there, legendary football in there.
Love that, yeah.
Always good. And of course, what a way to start. It's only the birthday of... Baby, can I hold you tonight? Yeah, the belled Ronan Keating. A man I'd love to have that man on this show.
Yes, I do.
Simply
here.
Just for him to come face to face with you and find out whether or not he's even remotely aware of the level of general deridery.
There's no derision. I only ever say he's the nicest fella ever. That's all we've ever said about him, actually.
I've only ever met him once, and he did, actually. He was very, very nice. He was
very
a very
nice
sound
fella.
Bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's why I wanted
so
to
why,
do
why
such
why
an
must you mock him?
I don't mock him. I don't divorce him because I can dirt him perfectly.
And you know the thing about it is, of course, he's competition now. He's over there in UK land doing his breakfast show.
Oh, he is, yeah,
He's a radio presenter, isn't he now?
He is, yeah, yeah, he's gone that way.
Do you reckon he goes on to his show and does impersonations of PJ Gallagher?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
He says to whoever, who's he present with? It's a girl, is it?
I don't know. He's on. Is it Magic he's on or something one of them? Like that. He goes on, yeah. Maybe
he
there.
Goes, is this Irish comedian, right? He sounds like this.
He's there. There's no Irish fella. He's always talking to some wee out of my voice. And I don't even sound the way he does it. But hey, what is his voice? He's all...
What, he's Chinese? That was an extraordinary. That's what happens when you mix Roland Keating with PJ Gallagher. You end up with Chinese.
I would have thought it was a more Korean. Isn't that mad that, like, I can't even do a good impression of myself?
Fantastic.
I actually can't even do a good impression of myself.
The belled Roland Keating.
Roland Keating, he's around my age, though. Maybe he's actually the same age, turning into the same age. 46, I'll say.
Oh, 44.
Ah, for fart's off sake.
You should have just gone nudged it. Yeah.
I should close.
Yeah. You could say maybe.
Yeah, you could say maybe.
But
maybe
it's not.
It's my birthday.
Roland Keating, 44 he is today. Right, what so about bad. This? Actress Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel, now, she's the red-haired woman, is she?
The red-haired woman.
Oh, God. Okay, she's not her then. What's
are you
she...
thinking... hang on a second, Ray. I know this is going to sound ridiculous to the nation, but are you thinking of Jessica Rabbit?
The car... There's a chance now you might be onto something there. There's a chance you might have gone right there now. I don't want to be nailing me colours to the mast, but I'm either thinking of Jessica Rabbit... Oh, your woman from the Caramel Lads.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, Jessica... No, Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel from the likes of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and...
Oh, jeepers.
And she was married to Justin Timberlake. She was hanging out with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, was she?
Is Jessica Biel not... hang on, I'm going to have to look it up myself now because now you got me thinking of Jessica Rabbit.
You see, that's what happens.
Was she not the... she's the one with the very lovely head, no?
I'm going to do an imagey thing. Oh! I do know who she is.
Right.
Yeah, I do know who she is. She does loads of weird, creepy stuff.
Ah, yeah. Actually, yeah. To be fair, she's not the one I was thinking of. However,
she is the
at
woman
least
that
I,
was in that great Netflix show.
Oh. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, my God. No, she's the one. It's a great Netflix show. It's a, like, you see her doing the murder at the start.
Oh, yeah.
But then you have to find out.
That's right. And
oh, it's a great show.
Is Bill Pullman in that?
That's right.
Yeah, very
it's
good.
Brilliant. And yeah. the second series is crap.
Brutal.
But the first series is brilliant.
Yeah.
Because she's in it.
I agree. That's yeah. And I was really looking forward to the second series.
And it was brutal.
And it was rubbish. Yeah.
Oh, it was brutal. They just start, two lads just start hanging around together.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, but she's very good.
Right. Jessica Biel, who, to be fair, turned out to be who neither one of us was thinking of.
Yeah. Well, she at least,
although at least...
I'm glad she's human.
At least the person I was thinking of was real.
Yeah, I'm glad she's a human being. The Sinner, that's what it was called.
Yeah, very good.
I'm going to say that she is... Well, she's like 45.
39.
Oh, jeez, I was 39. Way off. Oh, my God.
Right, let's start a bit of the nostalgia with a legendary footballer. The great Zico is celebrating his birthday today.
What a fella he was.
His kind of last hurrah, known as the White Pelé, of course, Brazilian legend. His last hurrah was your... So you know the way you always talk about, like, your... Your first favourite big World Cup was that 86 World Cup in Mexico.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
And that was his kind of last hurrah.
His way
that was
out.
His last World Cup.
Which what a player, though. What a character of the game.
Yeah.
And well, and on the team when everybody had really normal haircuts or comb-overs and everything. It was just the end of that, wasn't it? It was the end of, like, when you...
Well, his big World Cups would have been in the 70s, really, wouldn't
they? Yeah, yeah.
So there would have been, what, 78? Would there have been? So what's that, 86, back to 82, back to...
Yeah, 82 was Spain.
Back to 78,
78, yeah. 78
was Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and then before that, 78, 74. 74 would that have been his big... No, hardly. Would have been after that, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Anyway,
no, we're going back a fair bit.
We are, in fairness. But still, you know who we're talking about.
I do,
and
yeah.
What a legendary
what
name
a
of the game.
Legendary name. Yeah. Zico! Yeah. Zico!
Incredible.
I'm going to say he's like... Oh, like what is he? 76?
68.
Oh, for God's sake almighty.
Right, we'll stick with the nostalgia. We'll just change sports.
I was actually confident with that one.
We'll change sports. What about John Virgo?
Oh, John Virgo!
Yeah.
Dracula man.
No, that's Ray Reardon.
Oh, is it? Who's John Virgo?
The beardy lad.
Oh.
That does the sort of always
tennis.
Cracking jokes.
Oh, no
snooker.
Snooker.
Oh, my God. And there's me assuming that Jessica Rabbit was a low point.
Oh, yeah, sorry, John Virgo. I think I know
the
who he is.
The beardy lad. Used to be on Big Break and all.
Yes, I do remember
he was always cracking gags.
Yeah,
and,
Big
like,
Break
doing
was
impersonations
dead.
Of the other players and all that.
That's right. What was the Big Break? That great team song for
Big
Break.
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? It was real Chaz and Dave stuff.
That's exactly
real
what it was
Cockney
like.
Cockney stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to look that up later.
Yeah, I'll dig it out for you.
Because that's one of the ones we'd use. Like, it was, it's a real bloody blog, bloody yippity yum.
Yeah, it was a bit bullseye kind of.
It was
of,
very
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. It was great. And I can't, it's right on the tip of me face.
Yeah.
The tip of me face. That's not a saying at all. Tip of me tongue. It's very early, isn't it?
This
on
has,
a Wednesday.
This has been, I tell you something, I'm worried. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit scared.
Oh, yeah. I have to live in this thing.
This is the one time I've been kind of grateful that you're the other side of the wall.
Sometimes it does feel like Jim is visiting me when there's this glass between us at all.
All we need are those little phones that you see in those American prisons.
Yeah, I'll pick them up. So,
yeah. No, talk into the microphone. I can't hear you.
This way. Oh, God. Right, John Virgo.
Yes.
He's about 73.
Oh, not bad. 75.
Oh, okay.
75. And then the final bit of nostalgia, still with the sport. Do you remember, and this is a significant birthday, right?
Yeah.
There's a zero in here. Do you remember Fatima Whitbread?
I do, of course, remember Fatima Whitbread.
Because you love your old Olympics as well, don't you?
I do. She was in the 80s and there was a fella in our class. He looked like her, but he wore flared jeans. And we used to call him Fatima Whiplash. Because when his jeans, when he was walking, they go because his flares.
Fatima Whiplash sounds like one of those videos that you'd have to ask for.
I know, yeah. And then the thing was, he used to like have, when he smiled, you know, he was one of those lads, he'd smile and you'd see loads of gums.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we changed it to fat my lip lash. Yeah, but I do remember Fatima Whitbread. And I remember Fatima Whitbread, Liplash.
Liplash as well.
I got to say, oh God, because she was javelin or something.
Yeah, the javelin thrower. Yeah,
she was a big javelin thrower. And there was awful jokes made about her. Awful jokes.
Yeah, like, yeah. She was a strong lady, to be fair to her.
Very much like the jokes I've made about Linda Martin. I got to say, Fatima Whitbread, I can't get it out of my head. Fatima Whitbread is about 64, maybe.
I said at the start it was a significant birthday. There was a zero in it.
60 then.
What is happening to you?
I have to go.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're marking this down in your diary. You're literally seeing a man having a break, or hearing a man having a breakdown.
Have a toothache. Live. I think it's me toothache. I have to go. I have to get a root canal done today. Oh, jeepers, Jim, I'm very distracted.
Oh, but you're right, yeah. 60 she was, well, eventually.
Second time. What was the fourth point? Sixth time, lucky.
And now you're up to date on the home of the Niall Boylan Show. Weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thank you, Tara. How are you this morning? Happy
Good
hump
morning.
Day and all that.
Yes, happy hump day. It's flown, actually, again. It's been another fast week, I think.
Oh, right. That's a good thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you know the way you kind of have your, you know, there are times when you think, like, you know, time going by quickly is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you're bored or if you want to get to something that you're looking forward to.
Like in the middle of a global pandemic.
Yeah,
exactly. And then there are other times when time goes really fast, and think, oh my God, my life is just ebbing away.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, then that's
and you suddenly start worrying about, oh, hey, I haven't done everything I want to do yet. Yeah. Wait.
I was 16 yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't mind life zipping ahead while we're stuck in this.
Yeah. I think
nonsense.
That's, yeah. Most people, I think, would gladly press the old fast forward if they could.
Oh, big
yes,
time.
I think so. I sat there yesterday evening and I was laughing because I was listening to Trina promoting her show today, going, I sound like a granny, but there's a grand stretch in the evenings. And it was lovely last night.
Yeah.
Seeing, like, it was 6 o'clock, well after 6 o'clock before it even started to get dark. And initially my response to that was, oh, that's lovely. And then I went, oh, great. More hours in the day to film. Yes.
Yes. It's like PJ always says, every silver lining has a dirty big cloud.
He does. Right there in the middle of it.
I want to be the only one. Eternal, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy hump day Wednesday, 3rd of March. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Wednesday. Thank you for all the WhatsApps as well. 087-188-0008. Loads of stuff in. We played a bit of Kenny Loggins before we played Eternal. And Margaret in Fermoy always reminds her of Classic Hits listener parties.
Oh, yeah, of
God,
course.
They seem like a distant memory, don't they?
They really, really do feel a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
This time last year, we were still thinking, it might happen.
Oh, the Paddy's Day one, yeah.
Yeah, we were still, you were there going, you never know. This virus might only hang around for a few days.
Couple of weeks and lockdown should be all right.
Do you remember, we were still this time last year saying, if you want to get your ticket, wow.
Yeah.
What I think
God.
Of it.
We were anyway. So Margaret, thank you for that. Now, on the subject of some of the birthdays, for a start, we have you know the thing you were talking about with the snooker, right?
Yes.
So, you were talking about, you know, the John Virgo's birthday. He was on Big Break with Jim Davidson.
Brilliant.
And we were talking about the theme tune.
The theme song.
Right.
I can't remember, but
now,
I remember really enjoying it.
Loads of people text in thinking it was Snooker Loopy. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah. We're
and that
all
is
Snooker Loopy.
Jenna, and that is Chaz and Dave.
Yeah.
And Snooker Loopy,
that?
Nuts are we, blah, blah, blah. You know that one?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's actually not that one. It's this one.
It's only a game, so put up a real good fight. I'm gonna be snookering you tonight.
Yeah, you remember it now?
Yeah.
I'm playing for my aim, so you better believe I'm right. Snickering you tonight.
That was it.
A great little song.
Yeah, and you can see how, you know, it does sound very Chaz and Davey and a bit Bullseye and all that.
Right. I'm gonna be snookering you tonight.
So it's that was it. So that's the one. Yeah, but Snooker Loopy was the other one. That was actually, Snooker Loopy was an actual sort of song.
They released
it as a single, Chas and Dave.
If I remember right, there was a, they played it out on Top of the Pops one of the days.
Yeah. And they all appeared in the video, all the Dennis Taylors and all that at the
and
time.
And they were all doing that sort of like that stilted movement in a line thing that only sports stars with no rhythm can do. Do you remember that? And a few trick shots. And it was, that was great crack. I'm so glad you reminded me of that. It was on, like I said, it was literally on the tip of my face.
It was on the tip of your face.
And I couldn't get it.
Also, on the subject of the birthdays, we were talking about Fatima Whitbread's birthday.
Exactly.
And Sarah texted to say, lads, every time I hear Fatima Whitbread, I think of my dad slagging our old neighbour. He used to call her Fatima because of her ability to fire a chicken carcass out the back door and over onto the railway line at the end of the garden. That's fantastic.
It's unreal, isn't it?
I love it. Love it.
Fatima Whitbread was in that era, though, of Olympians, like the Daley Thompsons, yeah. Fatima Whitbread.
Where they Daley were like, Thompson, God, he was fantastic. Remember that? Decathletes, wasn't he?
Decathletes, yeah. Yeah. 10 and different teams.
A man that could sport a Ronnie like nobody else.
Oh, my God. The Ronnie and the sort of tight afro. And he's doing the Lucozade ads with the Iron Maiden music and all. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a character. But there were so many. Like, Olympians were... They felt like they were much bigger then.
Yeah.
Like, the Olympics was a much bigger deal or something.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Because
it was like they were bigger stars in their own right than the kind of Olympians of the moment.
Yeah, because nowadays the Olympics... go and bar one or two standout athletes, you kind of go,
like when you see somebody, you know, somebody's taking part in one of these celebrity things and you know, they come on and you're thinking to yourself, who's that?
Yeah, who's
that? And then they go, four-time Olympic gold medal winner, blah, blah, and you go, what?
Really? Oh, God. What did they do?
Never saw her before in my life.
And you know that funny walk on the last day. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, it's not the same.
But you're right, it's absolutely, they were bigger stars. Right, listen, now, what do we got for you today? Actually, it's a bit action-packed today, to be fair.
Is.
It's a bit full-on today because, of course, the regulars are in there. The new hit bid, it was launched on Monday. We're up to €520. We'll be playing for that in an hour, as we always do, so that's on the way. Well worth getting involved in that. Magic Mike standing by, as always, on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Also, the breakfast table quiz, we still have 11 at the top of the leaderboard if you want to get your hands on the Classic Hits prize hamper that we have for you with the Classic Hits hoodie and the PJ and Jim Ugly Mug. That's out there. And today, 3rd of March, is World Hearing Day.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating with Hidden Hearing. So we'll be looking for you to share some of your memories. Since we were talking about the Classic Hits listener parties, you know, that's a very unique sound in itself.
A very unique sound. There's no doubt about that.
So we'll be talking about those sounds that you've been missing during the lockdown and all that sort of stuff a bit later on. So we'll give you the heads up on that.
We'll give you the heads up on all of that. So take part in that and let us know.
Anything tickling your fancy, by the way?
Yeah, there's a few bits. There's some mystery cars locking and all. Definitely aliens, man.
Really?
Definitely aliens, yeah. And a Tesco's. And then there's a man slammed for nicking the spotlight at a wedding. It's happened again, you know, somebody proposing to their girlfriend at someone else's wedding. Might get onto that hot topic.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Come back and stay. Paul Young here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to you folks, Wednesday 3rd of March. It's World Hearing Day. We're celebrating with Hidden Hearing a bit later this hour. We're going to give a shout out for you to get involved in something with us. We want to find out about the sounds that you've been missing during the whole lockdown pandemic kind of time, when stuff's been just shut down and not happening, basically. The kind of stuff you're missing out on.
Yeah, so big time.
We'll give you details of that a bit later on. Of course, the hit bit still to come before 8 o'clock. It's relatively new. In fact, to be honest with you, it's still brand new.
The all-new brand new, as I like calling it.
And it will remain all-new brand new in PJ Gallagher's mind for about a month. But anyway, we launched it on Monday, so we'll give you a quick reminder, of course, and give you the chance to win decent enough cash now, to be fair, €520.
Yeah, straight
when it's
off,
only a couple of days old.
Not bad now, considering we're literally just out of the traps. And like you said yesterday, it's been won in the first week a few times.
For sure. And of course, we're constantly getting you involved on WhatsApp, you know, 087-188-0008. WhatsApp, it's a great yoke, I have to say. Now, I'm a big fan of WhatsApp, you know, there's all sorts of advantages, you know, in terms of the cost of using it.
Yeah.
There's the other features that we'll be using a bit later on ourselves, things like the voice note, being able to send little voice messages or whatever, all that sort of stuff. And then there's features... features which are very, very good features. Most of us are, you know, approve of them. PJ hates one of them in particular.
I hate WhatsApp. I hate WhatsApp.
Because it gives people access to him that he doesn't want access to him.
There is a reason I deleted WhatsApp off my phone and it will never go back. And that is...
groups.
WhatsApp groups. My God. Being added to WhatsApp groups. And then looking at people... farting out every thought they've had, like an episode of Dawson's Creek.
You have to mute the notifications.
But you still see them. They still come up to the top and all. You can't get rid of the group. You can't mute it properly. You can still see it. Oh.
What do you mean see it? All you see is a little blue dot saying there's a load of messages.
I can't cope with the dot.
You're OCD, man.
Oh,
I thought I was bad.
Get rid of it. I deleted the whole app off my phone, and I have to say, I've never felt so liberated. And then you get afraid to leave groups. And there's this guy he's talking about. He added his dad to a family WhatsApp group, right?
Okay.
I mean, jeepers, of all the groups to be in, imagine having to talk to your family, like. So he added his dad into the WhatsApp group. And for years, he would be ringing his dad, and his dad would be asking him questions. And he was like, "Da, I put it in the group. You read this." And his dad was like, "Did I? Oh, jeez. I don't know. Did I? I can't remember that at all." And he put it down to his old man getting old.
Yeah.
The thing is, he's not even that old. Like, you know, he's not as old as Jim or anything. And then the group was created.
This is getting way beyond abusive.
And then anyway, he started to look in and go, maybe his old man... maybe there's a problem, right?
Yeah, maybe there was something wrong with his phone. They weren't getting through,
whatever.
So he starts
looking at his dad's phone. He goes, "He's not even in this group. What's going on?" Then he looked at his own phone again and he realised his dad's name was Peter. And he added 6 years ago a man called Peter thinking it was his dad. And it turned out it was a plumber that was in the house once.
Oh my God, so a total stranger's had access to all the discussions of the family group.
He actually, I've just seen it here now, the plumber was a fella named Peter. He came in to fix the washing machine in December 2013. And after he left, they added him to the WhatsApp group. And he didn't know. He thought they'll realise their mistake and they'll be
exiled. Could he not have sent a message saying, "Guys, I don't know if this is right, I'm...
He didn't want to be rude. He thought maybe they were a weird family, I suppose. And
would involve their plumber in their family discussions.
Maybe he thought it was like anyone who's ever been in the house group or something. And then it went on too long for him to leave. And then he kind of muted the group, but of course he would still see it, that it was coming up as whatever the family is called, the Hopkins family clan.
Stalker much?
And so for 6 years, he's been in that group, watching all the family details, being a part of it. They've been talking to him directly. What do you think? He's been answering. Yeah, sounds good to me. You know what I mean?
They're sending messages going, "What do you think, Dad?" And he's going, I'd agree with your sister.
Yeah, he's like, "Look, I'm happy to go."
And he's just a plumber.
He's probably saying, "I'm happy to go with the flat. Look, I don't really feel like this involves me too much." And they were like, "Yeah, typical Dad. What? Yeah. Always wants to be on the outside of things."
This is going on for years. So, like, they might have been having discussions about, like, you know, in the past of, where do you think we'll go for holidays or whatever? Oh, I'm a big fan of...
Yeah. Did you hear Sandra's pregnant? Or did you hear Joey's after losing his job? Or he's just been arrested? Or all these things. I will say, the thing is, with WhatsApp, though, you become so desensitised to it. Because... like, let's be honest, every single time you look at your phone alert, you go, "What's that there now? You've been added to a bloody..."
And what did the family say when they found out that their plumber was reading their most intimate secrets on their WhatsApp family group?
They realised what happened, and now Peter, it's all ended really badly for him. He's been turfed out of the family group, and after 6 years, he says, "I kind of got to know them, and, you know, feel like I hope things work out, and so now, they seem like a lovely lot."
Now he's sending them random messages, but like, how's young Tony getting on in school?
Yeah, anyway? Listen, I know I'm out of the group and all, but listen, good luck to Tony in the new job, and maybe you could keep me posted about how Jerry's niece is doing on her first day of school. It's like being a Netflix show.
Tell you something. They were like my own family, that gang.
That Hopkins family. Of all the people whose dishwashers I've ever fixed, I've never felt so attached to anyone before.
I felt so close to them. He was having like his own little private soap opera going on.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I can't wait to see what they put up tomorrow. There she is, Shaka Khan's herself. Whitney Houston and Shaka Khan. I'm Every Woman here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. I'm just thinking there about that story. So the story, if you're just joining us, was that somebody created a family WhatsApp group, but instead of including their father, their dad, they included this guy by accident, who was also called Peter, which was the dad's name. But he turned out that this particular Peter was basically just a plumber who had worked in the house years and years ago.
December 2013, yeah, he fixed the washing machine.
And for some reason had chosen to never notify anybody that he'd been included in error or, you know, anything like that. So he was included in the family discussion on the family WhatsApp group for years.
He just thought they were a weird family who joined everybody in.
It was just bizarre stuff. But the other thing, of course, is the poor dad.
Yeah, they wrote him off.
The family were writing him off as being a bit doddery.
Yeah, and he wasn't even in the WhatsApp group at all.
You know yourself, you tell me dad everything, and he'll ring you then and go, what's going on?
Yeah, he'll ring one of us after this. Have you seen any crack or scandal at all? No.
So the poor dad was getting it.
So the poor dad was getting it in the year.
The other thing as well was, right, if Peter the plumber was a bit loose-lipped.
Yeah.
Right. And he was out saying, because you won't believe this, is a family, right, that I know, and this was happening and that was happening. And then the family themselves were finding out, if it was getting back to the family, that people knew their business.
They'd be
going on the family WhatsApp going, I think we have a leak. And Peter would be able to jump in and go, well, I could probably sort that out. Steps, their version of Tragedy here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on our way towards the Hitbit. €520 Magic Mike standing by, 087-188-0008. What is the famous song that Hitbit comes from? What can you hear? And of course, speaking of hearing, today is, it is World Hearing Day. World Hearing Day, and we've teamed up with the gang at Hidden Hearing. Because today we want to find out what are the sounds that you miss hearing during this whole time of restrictions.
Yes, exactly.
Because it is very different, isn't it? I mean, it is quieter, for sure, in a general sense.
It is. Like, you know? I mean, to be honest with you, some of the sounds I've noticed now coming into with the spring back in the air, the longer days.
Yeah.
There's some sounds I really like, you know. That I'm happy to hear again.
Yeah.
You know, like a motorbike flying past the house at 9 o'clock. And some sounds I dislike, like happy children playing outside when the sun comes up.
So that's what it's all about.
Move up the road!
Maybe you miss the sound of your grumbly neighbour giving out about you touching his bins. So that's what it's all about, right? World Hearing Day today, 3rd of March, and we're celebrating it with Hidden Hearing. And we do want to hear from you. And we do mean hear from you. Because what we'd like you to do is to tell us the sounds that you missed during the restrictions, during lockdown, during all of this time. But we'd like you to actually stick it on a voice note so we can hear it from you. Rather than just typing it into your WhatsApp, we'd like you to put it on the little voice note facility on WhatsApp. Just press the little microphone thing.
Press the little microphone.
Say it.
And just say it. And
instead
then,
of typing it,
that's
just say
all.
It.
So it's so much easier, actually, like that.
Exactly. Even and then you can send it to us, usual number, 087-188-0008. For example, right, here's a couple of the stats.
Okay.
Right? Apparently almost 90% people miss the sound of catch up with friends in a cafe. I think it's fair to say you're probably in the other 10%.
Yeah.
Nearly 70% of us miss the sound of a busy pub full of conversation. I think we're in that 70%.
Do you know, so didn't I say this to you? The one thing, when the lockdown lifted to the point that you were allowed to go in and have an allocated seat, you know, and I remembered I had a match on and I was walking past the local pub and the noise, it felt so alien to me. And I remember, oh my God, I haven't heard that in ages, that sound of hustle and bustle and people moving. And I was like, wow, that's... It felt so... I missed that.
Well, there you go. So we'd be in that 70%. Yeah. Another one is apparently over 90% of us miss the sound of laughter with their friends. Again, I suspect you're in the other 10%.
I mean, I get all the laughing I need through a piece of glass, which you hear every day, Jim.
Yeah, you don't need actual human interaction for that.
No, not for that, no. No, I'm well used to entertaining myself, thanks.
Well, so whatever it is for you, right? Whatever it is that you've missed, missed hearing during this whole time. It could be something very unique to you. It doesn't have to be what everybody else shares.
It could be anything at all.
Yeah, it could be something that's very specific to your household or your particular neighbourhood or your job or your whatever, you know. It could be something very unique to you.
The sound of a door opening in one of your friends' houses you haven't been allowed into in ages. It could be literally anything at all.
Absolutely anything. And do please stick it on a voice note. Record it onto your WhatsApp voice note. It's just a little microphone setting there on your WhatsApp, and then send it in to us, 087-188-0008. It's kind kind of interesting as well that World Hearing Day with Hidden Hearing happens today on the day that you have a massive pain in your ear.
I have an awful earache. I have an awful earache. Oh,
there's this wonderful irony in that.
There really is. Typical of me, isn't it? Yeah. Is I again on some subconscious level, I've managed to somehow be able to come in here with and make World Hearing Day all about me.
Brilliant.
So you know that's
brilliant.
I don't know how
it's the way it should be.
But I will say this, Jim. My ear is very sore.
That's right.
I'm hearing an awful ringing in it, and I don't miss. I won't miss that one.
On top of what you normally hear, on top of the normal and
yeah, now I've gotten this ear. Now this ear is still can't hear properly, and this ear is still going. Ooh, and now on the other ear as well, on top of the, there's a. So you know what's going on. Anyway, I can tell you how I'm going to try and fix it later on, but I'm not very happy about it.
So listen, let us know, right? Get them into us on WhatsApp using the little voice note. Record them. We want to physically actually hear from you on this World Hearing Day with Hidden Hearing. Record it in. The sounds that you've missed during the whole restrictions. Bash them into us on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008.
Ireland's classic hits. Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online. Available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. That classic Hit Bit is back. The all-new, brand-new classic Hit Bit. Every time I say that, Jim looks at me like I'm an idiot. I ain't never stopping. £520 is what it's worth straight out of the traps, which isn't bad money at all. Here's what it sounds like. And Brian Connaughton is going to go first. How are you, Brian?
Morning, lads. How are you?
Oh, good. Brian, what's your story today? What are you up to, sir?
Just arrived at work. Just chilling out in the car now till I go in.
Happy days. What is it you do? Can you tell us?
I'm warehouse medical equipment and supplies.
Ooh.
As in, you're responsible for the medical supplies in the warehouse, or that's what you make in the warehouse?
Yeah, a bit of both.
I love that now. Yeah. This is one of these fellas, he plays his cards very close to his chest. If I keep asking questions, I'm going to need medical supplies.
That's it, yeah. and assistance in general. Anyway, listen, good stuff, Brian. So what are you thinking then? Do you reckon you have this one sussed, obviously?
I'm quietly confident.
This, quietly confident. Magic Mike, stand by with your checkbook. This man is quietly confident. Here we go. Brian Connaughton, what is the Hit Bit?
Is it Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up?
I hear what he's talking about in this.
Yeah, there is that sort of drum beat.
There is.
Kind of, like, as in drum machine type.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Come on, give him the money there, Mike.
Here we go, Michael. Take it away.
Okay, Brian, you seem massively confident. I would love for you to get this cash, and I hope, even if you're wrong, you're never going to give it up.
Sweet lamb of sanctifying.
pause for the cringe. Anyway, it's wrong.
I actually thought you were onto something there, Brian, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Thought we were inching towards it. Anyway, listen, Brian, thanks a million for playing. Have a good day. Take care of yourself, man.
You too. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
See you, Brian.
Take care.
I did think he might be onto something.
Yeah, you see, now that's put that sort of... There is a drum beat, a drum machine type sound to that as opposed to a drum beat, isn't there?
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's up the pop road now. I really hope that...
Where's that now? Up the pop road. Is that Drimna?
Yeah, it's not. It's in a philosophical sense of the word term. Yeah. Now I'm really hoping Orla hasn't guessed Stairway to Heaven. How are you, Orla Mar?
Hi. Good morning.
What's the crack, Orla? Where are you this morning?
In Hertfordshire, in the UK.
Woo! Overseas. Look
well,
at that.
Here. I live here.
Look at that,
so
PJ.
You have what? Is it?
I haven't gone past any restrictions. I
No, not at all. I'm just wildly impressed. That we have another listener in the UK.
Yay!
It's fantastic. So you're in Hertfordshire, are you?
Yeah, I'm not too far from Stansted Airport, so about 15 minutes.
Ah, right.
Oh, I was going to say, I have no idea where Hertfordshire is, but the airport, you're after putting a place in it now.
Which is good.
Yeah, Stansted is that airport.
Slowly but surely, we're taking over the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got two there now.
I'm telling you.
We've got Orla and we've got Phil I Am in Newcastle.
So it's a 100%
increase. Well, I'm number one and Phil I Am can be number two.
Okay, Orla.
It's a deal. You're on the phone, you win.
Thank you.
Right, Orla, now we'd absolutely love to send you this money. I'm not sure what it works out to in sterling.
Yeah.
But you can tell us. So what do you think it is, Orla?
The Cardigans, my favourite game.
Oh, what a song. What That's a one suit. Of my favourite songs.
Brilliant, brilliant
right,
song.
Michael, now, this better be good.
Right, okay, because it's your favourite song.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Orla's our favourite person in the
exactly.
UK.
Thank you.
Well, the hit bit is actually my favourite game, but I hate telling people they're wrong, and I have to tell you you're wrong, Orla, sorry.
Oh, no
sorry
problem.
About that, Orla.
Unlucky. Right, listen, go back out there spreading the good word of PJ and Jim all over the UK, Orla. You're like our missionary out there.
I will indeed. Have a lovely day.
Take care of yourself. Thanks Orla.
See you later.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Tell you this could start something huge. Two people in the UK. I mean, they've only got what have we got? They got 50 million or something. I mean, that's a good start.
Well, I'd say already we're arguably the biggest Irish station in the surrounding area of Stansted Airport, and I think that's as good a place to start as absolutely anywhere.
A domination is nigh.
I would say if you asked anyone else around Stansted Airport, they'd say. You know, what Irish station do I listen to? They go, what are you talking about, mate? And they go, what Irish station? They go, PJ and Jim, that is the chaps.
Yeah, that not off. The yeah, the Lighthouse family in high here at Classic Hits. And PJ, the news gets better and better. Brendan in Oxfordshire listens to us as well. He didn't realise he was allowed to play the hit bit because he thought, being in the UK, he didn't think he was able to play for it.
We know no borders on this show. Absolutely.
We are the UN of radio.
You absolutely are. We're the Schengen radio. We have that agreement. Yes,
absolutely.
Don't you worry about
so
it.
Brendan in Oxfordshire, that's three. Brendan in Oxfordshire, Orla in Hertfordshire now, and Phil I Am in Newcastle.
So it's literally gone up 150%.
It's domination, man.
It's domination.
And as somebody pointed out, your Australian accent will go down a storm in the UK. What did you say? Them's the chaps.
Them's the chaps. That's not exactly... I don't think any English person has ever said that.
I mean, with your mastery of the accents, I mean, they probably wouldn't even know we were Irish.
I know,
it'd be extraordinary when you put a... You know, when you do your English accent, I mean, nobody could tell.
I know, they'd be like, those boys are local. Oh, them's the chaps. PJ and Jim.
Yeah, right from down the old Kent Road.
They sound like they do all right.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, it's Wham! Here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with BJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 3rd of March. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Wednesday. Happy hump day to you, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Oh my God, PJ, it started. The domination has started. There's more coming in from the UK. We've just had, hang on a second, morning lads from Lincolnshire in the UK. Out for a run.
You're joking. This is fantastic.
Also, yet another UK listener, Moira, is in Hampshire. Never misses a show.
These are the sleeper agents of the PJ and Jim in the morning shows.
I tell you something, this keeps up. The BBC are coming for us, buddy. They're coming for us.
Oh, no, they can feck off. I don't want anything to do with them.
Tell you something, Dominic. I'm going to have to polish up on me. On the English geography.
Don't worry, just work on the accent, you'll be grand.
And not only that then, we've had Jackie and Lanzarote, we've had somebody listening in a place called Lübeck in Germany.
Very good.
We've had all sorts of places. Somebody else who was in, I think, was it somewhere in France? Hang on a second. Yeah, Toulouse in France. Somebody's listening to us.
Well, so we're, I'll tell you something. Continental radio.
Do you know something? It reminds me of this.
Where in the world, Jeepers World?
Oh, Jeepers.
Do you remember we used to do that?
I do, yeah.
Aoife is the sort of office manager here. And, well, to be honest with you, you know her more from the magnificent baking achievements and fabulousness that we've enjoyed on the show many a time.
Yeah, her
chocolate biscuit cake is quite extraordinary.
Nothing in the world compares to us. It's so good.
But I tell you something, it's interesting that we have all of these WhatsApps today, right?
Yeah, because today is National Anthem Day, International National Anthem Day.
Exactly. So they're celebrating, you know, the national anthems of the world, which, to be fair, like, obviously, this has cropped up on our show a couple of times, primarily because of PJ's deep dislike of Ireland's call.
It's because we have a national anthem. I know we had to come up with something in the middle. I know we did.
To allow for
them lot from the other parish to not feel their nose out of joint. I understand. That's totally fair enough and everything.
Right.
But like, you know the way Barry McGuigan, he did it brilliantly when his dad used to sing Danny Boy or something. Do you remember that was it?
Yeah, yeah.
But instead we went and we released a song that sounds like we're singing about ironing. Ironing.
Anyway, the national anthems of the world Magic Mike has put together a little selection, right? So whether you think, whether you like the Irish one or not, or whether you like national anthems in general or whatever, right? Some of the more slightly unusual ones that you might find, like this from Liechtenstein. Does that sound familiar, PJ?
That's God Save the Queen.
Yeah, and it's the Liechtenstein national anthem. That's not really weird.
Well, I don't like them very much anymore. What's that? Is that real? Is that...
Yeah, Magic Mike has it down as the Liechtenstein.
Blown away by... There has to be some crazy story behind that.
Oh, there's bound to be a story behind it. Oh, what about this from Nepal? That sounds to me like a group of Irish lads having a session. That sounds to me like an Irish folk song. Up the lane and down the alley and all the way.
It does have that about it, doesn't it?
Wow.
He kissed her with a rifle and a bottle of poutine.
Yeah, doesn't it?
It does.
And that's the Nepal national anthem. That's amazing. Right, what about this? Oh, yeah, this should be interesting. North Korea. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Yeah. The North Koreans and the Russians, they have to start getting a bit more jiggy with their anthems because they've gotten very...
It's always very military.
It's very military and it's very chanty. Like, it's never... Yeah. You know, there's no sort of jovialness in it. It's always... We're being loud so you can see we're powerful.
Exactly. You know, there's an element of that. There's an element of being a bit too stiff and a bit too military.
There's
a bit too
sort of jaunty carry on.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine you sort of like, you know, on a night out where you've had too many fizzies singing it like for the sake of kind of like the crack.
I know, and it knocks the crack out of a football match and everything. You know, you have to be so serious.
Now, I'll tell you, this is a good one though. Old Flower of Scotland.
It's just a very good song.
Yeah.
Like, generally speaking, Flower of Scotland is just a very good song. Like, I can totally imagine Rod Stewart getting involved now and everything. Can't you?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But it's a good one, though, when they belt it out. Well, I just associate it with rugby now, I have to say. More so.
Oh, really?
I kind of associate that with rugby matches.
I don't really watch them, but you know what I mean. I gotta say that it's just a very good song. Like, I can see there's a movie soundtrack. You know, it works on so many different levels.
Yeah,
you can see cheering and chanting, yet you can still take it seriously. It's the all round every man's national anthem.
Have a guess at what to expect from this then. So this is going to be Uruguay.
Oh right.
What would you go for?
Uruguay.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's
what are you expecting?
That Latino flavour. So you know, it's something. You know. A bit of Spanish guitar and a trumpet.
Right, okay, let's have a go.
No!
Oh my God, it's another movie. If somebody said to you this was a Spielberg movie soundtrack... Uruguay.
Do you remember those when you used to watch 1960s Superman cartoons? And it goes, Superman.
I think it sounds like the soundtrack to something like I don't know, like one of those animated Peter Rabbit stories or something.
Yeah. I totally get Superman out of it. Like, I can totally see Superman. We need your help down at the post office. Da, 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 da.
Right, so that's Uruguay.
That's brilliant.
That's kind of funky, isn't it?
It was
almost like a souped-up version of classical music.
Yeah, I really
like it. It's like hooked on classics or
something. It's almost like the RT Concert Orchestra have gotten involved trying to write something for a new show.
Right, Democratic Republic of Congo. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that.
It's a children's TV programme, is it?
Yeah, there is a touch of that off of Jim.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome. It's got a bit of children's TV to it. Here's the problem with a national anthem of any kind. You're restricted to it having to be chanty to the point that it can be sung by large groups of people at any one
time. Joining in.
And then it sort of brings you... The Uruguayans obviously thought, I don't care about that.
Do you know what I think? I'm sort of surprised there hasn't been more Eurovision-y sounding ones. I was expecting the national anthem selection to be basically like a... You know, like a like listening to snippets from a Eurovision song contest.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. What about this? That's a very famous one, of course.
France!
The French one.
Ah, that's a great one.
And it is great. It is great. It's a very famous one. But for some reason, it always just makes me think of Peter Sellers.
Yes. It's got that ability.
A boom?
What?
A boom?
There is a boom in his face. And he's got the little mustache and the feather in his hat.
I don't know what. I mean, with all due respect to the great French nation, I think that there's something quite comedic or something about that.
I know, but that's kind of why you like it. Even the football matches, when it's scanning their faces, you're kind of waiting for them to go, get the camera out of my face.
And then, of course, there is this one, of course. How could we not play this one? I feel like I should stand up.
Well, you should stand up.
Yeah. Well, you're not standing up.
Because you didn't. I'm not going to give you the pleasure. It's great.
Is there any regulation? Is there sort of rules? The only way there's rules around the flag and what you can do with it and can't do with it and how you can touch it and handle it and where it should be.
The flag and handling the flag, there's all sorts of rules.
Is there anything with the national anthem?
No, you're supposed to stand, aren't you, to attention. I know most people just stand like almost at ease with their hands behind their back. You're supposed to stand to attention, and if there's a flag, you're supposed to face it.
Right, okay.
But Ireland, we've a very loose interpretation of the Irish national anthem. I love the way, like, we're all very serious until the last few lines, and then it comes into...
Come on, Ireland!
And you've just sang the national anthem, Country Pride. And if you're on Hill 16, you've literally gone, Ireland, 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 we're all in this together. I love you all. You are my brothers, my sisters, and my family. And it gets to the bit at the end, you go, come on now, you country fickers! the same way.
And of course, it wouldn't be fair if we didn't sign off, if we didn't sign off with this. Especially for you, PJ Gallagher.
This is Eurovision stuff now. This is
there
it.
You go. Come on. I know you want to join in. There you go. Here he is. The PJ Gallagher mix.
I'm Ireland.
Me shirt and socks and all.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online. Learn and revise safely. And get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
So a Classic Hits prize hamper featuring the very exclusive Classic Hits hoodie and, of course, the PJ and Jim Ugly Mug and a whole host of other goodies in there as well. All sorts of branded merchandise in there for you to win this week. On the Breakfast Table Quiz, 11 to beat, though, PJ.
11 to beat, so 12 is the score you need if you want to sort of take off into the lead and get your hands on what we were describing, or I was describing as a bag of maroon goodness.
I tell you, they could become collector's items in the future.
Jim. So it's going to be Gerard Hayes who plays this morning. How are you, Gerard?
How's it going, guys?
Not too bad at all, thanks very much. How are you? What's the story?
Just in work.
All right. And what is it you do, Gerard?
Just work in a factory.
Factory. Fair play. And whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm in Limerick.
Limerick. Good stuff. Right. So listen, how are you feeling about it? It's 11 to beat. Do you normally play along with the quiz, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Do you do well?
From day to day.
Do you know something, Jared?
Do you see that? That's a very Irish thing, isn't it? I'm not going to put myself out there now. I'm not going to put myself up there for you pair to knock me down.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
And do you know something? It's a very unfair question. So before you play, do you think you're great? Very unfair question. I'm sorry, Gerard.
Let's find out, Gerard, how you get on. Right, we've 60 seconds and then it's all over. 60 seconds to get at least 12. You ready to go?
Let's try anyway.
Best of luck. Here we go.
In what European country are French, Flemish and German the official languages?
Belgium.
In medicine, the abbreviation CPR stands for cardiopulmonary what?
Resuscitation.
What Oscar-winning actor was in Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
What is the French word for the colour red?
Rouge.
How many colours are there in a Rubik's Cube?
Six.
Which hoofed animal can either be a billy or a nanny?
Goat.
What is the chemical symbol for potassium?
Keith.
Name the piece of iron nailed to the bottom of a horse's hoof.
Shoe.
In Fraggle Rock, what is the name of Doc's dog?
Sprocket.
Which British rock band was associated with the 1982 film The Wall?
Pink Floyd.
In the stories by P.L. Travers, what is Mary Poppins' occupation?
Childminder.
In which country would you be in if you were at the San Siro Stadium?
Spain.
Italy. Which musical features the character Daddy Warbucks?
Annie.
Which actor played Rain Man in the film?
Pass.
Dustin Hoffman. ENT is what department in a hospital? ENT is what department in a hospital?
Ear, nose and throat.
That's yes. The one. I tell you something, you are flying, Gerard. Flying.
Yeah, that should do it, I'd say. I'd say there's no question about going into the lead. To be honest with you, I didn't put a foot wrong till the Italy question came around about the San Siro.
I nearly hate when players are as good as Gerard because I can't keep up. I get all confused and everything.
Right, here we go. The official count for Gerard Hayes in the Breakfast Table quiz today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Ah, Gerard.
Oh, hopefully it'll stay there.
Gerard, you can be more than quietly confident. That was a very good score.
Must be tough to get Gerard excited.
Yeah, it must be.
I tell you, that's going to take a bit of beating, Gerard, with only 2 days left to play. So well done. Top of the leaderboard in the Breakfast Table quiz, Gerard Hayes. Fair play to you.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. No, have a good day, man. Womack and Womack, Teardrops, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy hump day, Wednesday, 3rd of March. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Wednesday, as always. Much appreciated. And of course, Wednesday, 3rd of March, this year it is World Hearing Day with Hidden Hearing. World Hearing Day today. And we've been asking you, courtesy of Hidden Hearing, to tell us the sounds that you've missed most during this whole madness, during the whole restrictions and, you know, lockdowns and all those kind of things. Because Hidden Hearing have been doing a bit of research themselves. We were mentioning some of it earlier on. Apparently 90% of people miss the sound of catch up with friends in a cafe. We've established that PJ's very much in the other 10% of that particular one.
Well, it's just like we don't all need to miss the same things, do we, Jim? You know,
correct.
We all have different preferences. Well, yeah.
And that's it. And that's important. That was the thing we were trying to get across. It could be a sound that's very unique to you. It could be within your own sort of environment, within your own family, within your own, you know, household or house or whatever it is, or your workplace or whatever. So you can check all this out, by the way, on hiddenhearing.ie, okay? Hiddenhearing.ie. But here's a little selection of some of the stuff that we had in, okay? So first up, this one is Tony.
One of the sounds I missed the most last year is that lovely sound of a carvery when the chef asks you, do you want an extra roast potato? And you say yes, and it hits a plate. I missed that a lot.
Tony.
Oh my God, Tony.
Literally, as you were talking there, Tony, PJ's face went into a weird sort of, like he'd just been enlightened.
I literally had the exact same experience that happens when you show me dog or cracker. It was unbelievable. I started salivating.
Good shout.
Great shout.
Yeah.
I have to say, oh my
nice
God.
Nice one, Tony.
Little bit of everything. Isn't that the best thing you've ever heard?
One of the best phrases in the world.
How's it going, PJ? A little bit of everything.
Right.
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Sound I miss the most is, come on now, folks, last round, last orders, come on now, folks, get the drinks in, last orders. David Crane, New Mare View, Galway.
Yes, indeed. That actually featured heavily in the research. Yeah, they're saying nearly 70% of people missed that sound of a boozer.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't even the reference to drinker, it was that sound, that atmosphere, sense of atmosphere.
Yeah. That buzz and the crack that goes with it. Yeah, 100%.
But what about this from Sinead?
Morning, guys. Do you know what I miss? Myself and my family, like especially all the cousins and stuff, you know, when we're all together, like we all scream and shout at each other and we're all constantly talking over each other. So we're all roaring, you know, trying to be heard. And I actually just miss that.
Like I said before, Sinead, we all have our own preferences.
Each to their own, indeed. If Tony's one produced a look of awe and inspiration on PJ's face, that one there produced a look of horror.
I have to say, it says a lot about me. I'd rather have a carvery on my own than meet even one person from the family.
Anyway, thanks for that, Sinead. What about this from Lorna?
Morning, lads. I miss the sounds of the sea, the waves. Living in Tipperary, you don't hear them that often. I miss being able to drive there and go for a walk on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Just like you miss, PJ, seeing the leathery men come out of the sea wearing only a belt.
See, those lads, you don't see them anymore. Sea swimming is so trendy now. Like, it's so fashionable. You know, yeah. They're all out there with their
and
dry robes.
And you wouldn't see them like that anyway because they'd all have their dry robes on.
Yeah, yeah. The days of the lads just going in wearing nothing but the belt because it was worth more than the trousers. The belt and a pair of sandals getting into the water.
Right, I have a feeling you might like this one, PJ.
I've missed the roar of Crow Park.
Oh, don't toss. Oh, jeepers, tell me about it.
Yeah.
That is the sound I miss the absolute most, is the sound of the football stadiums, the Daly Mount Park and Crow Park. Oh, my God.
Yeah, in terms of being there live, obviously the old piped-in stuff on the telly isn't quite the same thing.
Oh, no, that sound when you're sitting there and the Artane boys are doing their walk around and just as they pass the part of the stand you're in, the shouting, the roar goes up. And, oh, my God, amazing.
Yeah, good stuff. Right, Derek has this.
What I've missed the most is hearing the sound of, would you like to see the dessert menu, sir?
Yeah.
Another one you're very on board
very
with.
Very on board with you.
It's amazing. The foodiness is fantastic, isn't it? Carveries and would you like to see the dessert menu? Oh, bloody hell, I would.
Isn't it great that standard response to that, though? Sure, I'll have a look anyway. You know, as if you're only thinking
or
about
it. Or else you look to the person you're with going, are you thinking of having dessert? Were you going to have a dessert?
And if
they turn around and if their response is anything other than, well, yeah, I was going to.
Yeah, if it's like,
no, God, no, I'm stuffed. Oh, really? Oh,
worse still. Will we share one? No. We certainly won't. I'll get you one anyway. I'll eat one and a half.
And final one from us.
I work in the wedding industry and I am around brides on a wedding morning. And the sound that I miss is the excitement of when the champagne bottle pops and all of the girls are just hyper with excitement and laughter.
It sounds like a beautiful thing. Again, if you could have seen PJ's face, I mean, there's so many things involved in that. I mean, which, you know, which you're missing. Things like, for example, you know, being surrounded by people.
I know, but I will say.
A wedding. All of those things.
Ah, Jim, I was with her all the way up until the pop.